economic limitation. So the expenses is not important to him. But better than that, he knows you inside out. So he will not be cheated. He knows what he is buying. So he will not bring it back to say, oops, this is not what I wanted. So that is a phazia, means a graciousness in God, to buy me. You see, by that, take this jar over there to the caliph of the God and say, because God will buy me, you accept this little jar. Yes?
A jug with five spouts and five senses. Keep this water pure from every filth, that there may be from this jug a passage to the sea, and that my jug may assume the nature of the sea.
Who is talking? Rumi. Suddenly the woman is not talking. Rumi, remember that? Okay. The woman said to the man that this is the jug, we have it a little bit with water. Rumi said, look at this jug. This jug of you is connected to this universe with your five senses. And from each sense something could leak in. This is the jug that you needed to take as a gift to the king. So be careful. Don't let these five different senses leak the filthy stuff in it. Means do not let your sensitivities or senses to pollute the water in you. Because this is the only thing you have to offer. Yes?
So that when you carry it as a gift to the king may find it pure and be its purchaser. After that, its water will become without end. 100 worlds will be filled from my jar. Stop up its spouts and keep it filled from the jar. God said, close your eyes for vain desire.
Okay, up to here you admire the lady, right? You're going back and forth here. At the beginning, you liked the man better, remember? When it came to the divorce, suddenly you shifted. Then the man. And now the woman is talking about all of this, and you say, oh, okay, the intelligence is flawless. Listen about the intelligence. Yes.
His beard was full of wisdom.
It's not his. It should be hers. In Persian, no differentiation. And Nicholson didn't pay attention. This is the woman.
With a beard.
With a beard.
Yeah. The woman with the beard.
Yeah.
Because rich doesn't mean only beard. Rich, first of all, in Persian language, means the wound.
The what?
Wound.
Wound.
Yes.
Wound.
If you scratch your skin, you create a rich, which is the wound. Then, rish means funny stuff. Because when they want to laugh to someone, they laugh to someone's beard. Not only with the man, even with the women we call it. Because we call it rish khand. Khande means laughing. If you add rish to it, then it is prendre in giro, means making fun of someone. That's what it is. So rish by itself has different meaning, and if it comes independently and it's not referring to the beard, means the joke, the funniest stuff.
Sarcasm.
That's rish. And I mean sarcasm.
Sarcasm.
Yeah.
Her beard was full of wind. Who has such a gift as this? This truly is worthy of a king like him. The wife did not know that in that place, on the thoroughfare, there is the great stream, sweet as sugar.
You see why the first one was the woman at the same time? Because the woman would say, hi, you don't have anything, take this one. Thinks that this one is worthy, because this woman doesn't know what's happening with her. Because everybody thinks that what they know is the essence of knowledge. And this is the mistake of intelligence, not the self. Yes?
Flowing like a sea through the city, full of boats and fishing nets. Go to the Sultan and behold this pomp and state. Behold the senses of beneath which the rivers flow.
That's Tajri Tahta al-Anhar. This is one of the descriptions of paradise. It's explained in Quranic verses that paradise is a garden that underneath there are a lot of rivers flowing around. And those rivers contain four different stuff: water, milk, honey, and
wine.
So everybody thinks that it's a garden with four corners like that, and they don't care enough to think that underneath this is flowing, not in the garden and things like that. He will bring it like that and say, that's it. Like the paradise that wherever you go or which corner you dig, you will find a river of knowledge. The woman didn't know that the king or the caliph is living there, yes?
Our senses and perceptions, such as they are a single drop in those rivers.
Okay. Then next paragraph is the effort they do, which is a little bit complicated. Read it, please. You will see that for this quest to actually happen, this man and a woman should replace their role. The woman will sit down and pray the thing that the man was doing, and the man will take the jar and walk. And because of the prayer of this woman and the effort of the man will arrive. And when he arrives, before seeing all the river and things like that, there are these doorkeepers of caliph. They embrace him and they accept that gift as if it is a very important one. And the only thing is, caliph will say, okay, he had a hard time enough. Let him go back to Dejle, give him a ride over the ship to understand where the source of water is and all that. We'll come to that later. But up to this, that's the end of the story. But up to here, what we saw in the eighth story, the conclusion of all stories that was made here. In seven stories, we saw some very critical points made with not enough clarification, but it was easy enough to understand. First story was this king and handmaiden, and really explained that, okay, the problem is this: you believe in intelligence only, and you surrender to your intelligence. And you used it and it was good for you. The problem starts when you use this intelligence and the outcome brought in the problem of intelligence. What is the problem of intelligence? Intelligence plays with the rule, doesn't understand the exception. And whatever we are talking about is exception, especially love, right? He said, this intelligence of you doesn't even like you, is in love with the goldsmith. Look at your intelligence doesn't give a damn about you, looks outside that, what is the fashion, what everybody calls the best, what looks best out here to do, doesn't go deep down. This is the problem. To understand this, first of all, you have to expand your universe. Expand your universe from the existence to the universe of dream, having a dream, using your imagination, and understanding non-existence and not understanding. Then he made a short story and said, look at you, all your conclusions come from similarities. So you could be fooled with similarities. Like the parrot who thought every bald person has broken a jar of jam. Then